This week, the gang reminisces about the first year of Cubs Out Loud, The Next Generation, rant about food, plan spin-off podcasts, and share another from Ben. CUL201 starts now. March 3rd, 2013. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
I'm Eric.
Oh, that's attractive.
I'm Gary.
Sassy gals, get the hose.
Have you missed me, kids?
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast, Vintage Tournament Length, episode number 201. Yes, last Woo-hoo. Week was 200. This is 201, and also the one-year anniversary of the next generation of Cubs Out Loud! Yay!
Muppet Flame!
Has it really been that fucking long?
Yeah.
Believe Feels it like or it's not. Been 10 years.
Yeah. It is coming up in soonly, or actually maybe it was last.
Soonly? A couple of... I thought that was that little Asian girl that cleans your house.
No, that's spelled a little differently, but yes. No, I think January, or was it January or February, was the four-year anniversary of Cubs Out Loud? Wow.
So no. Only six more years.
No, it's five-year anniversary of Cubs Out Loud.
Oh, Jesus.
Holy crap.
Oh.
So, Cubs Out Loud has been around for a while. Awesome. We just had a year-long hiatus in there. So, but we're celebrating 1 year.
And we're looking back.
But first off, what the fuck did you guys do this week?
Who goes first?
What the hell? I haven't been around in a while.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Real simple. It's called school. And it's also called work. Apparently the kid that was supposed to be working like... I wish I had problems like this. This kid that also works with me works 6 hours a week. Okay. Six hours a week. And he said he has too much on his plate right now.
That's so sad.
So he quits, and I am now a 40-hour-a-week part-time employee.
Nice. Gotta love this.
Yes, but I point out, too, and you know, I may bitch and complain about a lot of things, but the thing that works out for this is the fact that since I do work for the state of Texas, I don't pay Social Security taxes, and I don't pay Medicare.
Nice.
So that's an extra 7% in my pocket. So that kind of makes
awesome.
It worth it. Yeah. So that kind of makes it worth it. Unfortunately, though, trying to do 40 hours a week and trying to do school, it really is getting on me. So we'll be talking about that a little later on in the show today.
Mm-hmm. Woohoo. Damon, since you've been talking
And by
so
the
much.
Way, we need to send a real quick shout out to our good buddy Robert, who couldn't be here today.
Oh.
Because he was part of the original second generation, mm-hmm. next generation crew.
We miss you, bro. Oh.
We love you, Robert. Really?
Hey, play it one time in memory of our lost compadre.
I'm sorry, it's not queued up.
Oh, go figure. Sorry.
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah, close enough.
We love you, Robert. And Robert right now is getting in shape. Or Yay. Losing weight at least. But he seems to be running every day and reporting his news.
Are we going to be seeing a YouTube video of him dancing to Irene Cara's What a Feeling?
Probably not.
Although I can picture that now.
I'm terrified. I shouldn't have done that. Oh, and by the way, special thanks to Eric for reminding me that there was a Sim Tower 2 because it's been running in my background now since like 7 o'clock last night.
Cash in those simoleons, motherfucker.
And I'm
nice.
Okay. Next.
Anyone else? Next.
Don't I'll go, because I'm short. Mm-hmm. I worked. I didn't do a hell of a lot else. What else did I do this week? I spent most of my time on my back, because the week prior, I had to take a trip out to the lovely resort city of Eaglesmere, PA. And by city, I mean borough. And borough, if you don't know, is what they call it when you don't get the 200 people to become a village.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
So, anyway, I was in a rental car. The rental car's seat adjustments were broken. They were all electrical and broken. So I spent 6 hours tilting forward, and then my back has been out ever since.
Yeah, I would be calling the rental car company saying, refund. Oh, you didn't pay for it. Never mind.
Oh, no.
I would still call them. Maybe you can get some free rentals for the future. Hey, it never hurts to try.
But that's most of my week. It's been very quiet.
Next.
So, Damon, have they nominated you for Pope yet? Is that what happened this week with you?
Yeah.
You're heading
that'll be the day.
I think David's got an aversion to wearing white hats everywhere.
Yes, but he looks good in red shoes.
Damon, do look better. I actually do look good in red shoes.
Timer is going.
Work. Men's chorus on Wednesday.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Cincinnati men's chorus on Wednesday.
That sounded kind of weird.
Don't worry, you'll hear it again. Thursday, I went to see a show that my husband's theater was doing.
Oh, you do live in a state where they allow just about anything.
What's going on when a man can marry a theater, but he can't marry another man?
I know. It was called Slow Descent from Heaven. It was an original play by their resident playwright. It was really good. Don't need to really go into details, but really great show, really great actors, really well performed, awesome show. Saturday morning, the Cincinnati Men's Chorus. Everybody dance now. Thank you. Participated in it's the Arts Wave Sampler Weekend, and Arts Wave is a major arts. Organization, donor organization. They raise money every year, and then they give the money out to local theater, music, dance, all those kinds of arts organizations. For the first time this year, they actually gave the men's chorus a substantial amount of money of over $7,000, which is amazing for a non-profit arts organization. So yeah, we sang our little butts out for them.
How does that work exactly?
There you go. Oh, okay. That's how it works.
Just had to clarify. Say they sang out of their butts.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Anyway, our artistic director, Casey, is very insistent on our mission. So every time we're at a non-concert function, he mentions that we are a chorus of gay men and are straight supporters.
No.
Yeah, he has to do it every time. And for this time, when he said it, there were, I didn't see it, but other chorus members did, and actually so did the director. There was a woman, and she literally, once he said it, like grabbed two of her kids and rushed out of the balcony, like fast. And it's just, continued going on and just, he wanted equality for all, et cetera, and it was really nice. Like I said, I didn't see them, run out, but it just, goes to show you that we still have some ways to go. But at the same time, once he finished the spiel, everyone else applauded. So
is it possible though, she just may have been offended by the outfits?
Well, we were dressed in all black.
I mean, you are a men's chorus. I mean, good God, y'all could have all been dressed like Judy Garland for all I know.
We were dressed in all black with black vests and black shirts and black pants.
And by the way, there's an idea for a future show for y'all, a Judy Garland review. Y'all can go from her younger days all the way up to her drug-induced death.
We've done something like that. Our holiday show was called A Holiday Garland. We did a couple of her holiday music.
Okay, we'll do Liza next.
There you go.
She ain't got nothing going on, big old fat cow.
But no, so that was, it was fun. And then I spent the rest of the Saturday enjoying my day.
How did that work out?
Yeah. You're not a cruiser. That's right. Never mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk about coming back from beyond the grave.
I had a really great afternoon. Really great afternoon. Awesome. Alrighty. Moving on.
4 minutes, 7 seconds.
There you go.
It's not too bad. Well, what's his record? Since, I mean, we're talking about the last year.
God.
And that's the theme of today's show. What is Damon's
record? What is the longest?
Yeah, what is the longest we've ever had to endure?
I don't remember.
38 minutes, 14 seconds.
Nice. I believe that one.
There's our resident librarian.
The COL historian.
Yes, Eric Patton, COL historian.
I know I've done one that's 8.
I think you've done one that's exceeded 10.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. There was only one. It doesn't like it happens all that often.
Yeah. He lives in the Midwest. He's done a lot that exceed 10.
And on that note, Eric's going to tell jokes, so Eric can tell us how his week went.
He already did.
Yeah, he's been on his back.
Maybe we wanted to hear about that again, and the fact that, you know, he almost had a trick this morning and all that good stuff. You know,
no.
Some of us are going to live vicariously through Eric.
Instead. No. Chester's boyfriend was over. There was no way I was having a trick over. That's too many people in the house.
Anyways.
Gary's loving that one.
The complications of different relationships in the bear community, I'm telling you.
And imagination runs wild.
Yeah. We can have another episode about that.
There's a topic.
So Gary, how was your week?
A good portion of it was work, fucked up project work, aggravation, and releasing all the energy on Friday when my gut feeling told me on Wednesday that the shit I was busted my ass for was going to fuck up and blow up, and it did on Friday.
How did that feel?
It explained something, because I had a dream. What morning was that? I had a dream one morning. I think it was yesterday morning. I woke up, and I was in my dream. I was venting emotional angst at somebody.
Oh, thank God, because if you had been in a Star Trek dream, I'd be afraid you were venting plasma.
Womp, womp. Yeah. Mm,
cute. It was the strangest thing, because I woke up right after I got done screaming and yelling, and, I mean, it was pretty emotionally.
Hello?
That's just how emotional it was. So emotional, Gary cut out.
I realize that I have changed the course of my life, and I try to be a better person, so I don't give in to anger as much and, you know, flip out on people. So,
okay, am I the only one, or do I feel like I just missed like about 15 seconds there because he blanked out?
You did.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you cut out there.
Wow.
This damn self-mute button, I got to learn how to control it better. So anyways, long story short, I had a bitch of a week. And on the other flip side of that, my life composes mostly of work and nothing else but preparing for the bear run. So it has now reached critical mass of full-time job on the side. We are nearly sold out, and we've got a month to go. So that's exciting, but at the same time daunting, because the attendance count is the highest ever that we've ever had.
And see, you know what I think that is? I want to throw a side note in there real quick, because I think people are really now wanting to go to alternative runs, because TBRU's numbers this year are down. And they're what, in 2 weeks?
Yeah.
They're 20% below where they were last year at this time. I think people are finally realizing there's more runs out there, because if I could be there, God only knows I would be. Not TBRU, yours, Gary.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think also your focus really kind of draws certain things. I see a certain runs. They promote themselves, but they kind of talk about goals. Mm-hmm. And that's and goals as in, like, you know, we've got this many likes and we have this many people coming and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, we're now in, you know, two hotels or whatever it may be. And, you know, or come in and show off your ass in the best, you know, underwear, you know, contest, blah, blah,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm kind of like, well, yeah, but really the whole point of a run is to just to get together and have fun. Like, it's a big social thing.
Yeah.
So I just kind of let that be its thing. And I know that we don't do a large amount of advertising. It's kind of a financial thing. The way we operate is every dollar that's spent goes immediately into it to break out even. It's not a we don't do fundraising around the clock for 12 months to be able to put the thing on to hand over a big check after it's all over to a charity. And I'm not knocking any runs that do that. I think it's a program that works for you. We just do things differently. And it works for us. So anyways, it's been pretty kind of crazy on that front to handle all the numbers and the things that are happening. And there's some other stuff that's going on. And so, yeah. So last night went with the bar who's hosting one of the functions during the course of the weekend, which led to staying up until 5 o'clock in the morning, which is why what? Voice that I have. Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right.
Are you kidding me? Friday night, I had a couple hour long conversation with an old friend of mine that I haven't talked to in a while. And it was good to, you know, reconnect and kind of discuss some things about life and what's going on and other people that we know and to know that I'm loved and they don't hate me. No, it was cool. So, yeah. Anyways, I'm going to shut up. Otherwise, I'm going to be competing with Damon's
too late
all-time record.
Where's he at now?
I haven't been timing it. I was just thinking that.
Thanks, next
time,
Jeff.
Make sure to time Gary.
No, really. Okay.
You know what? I think we need to spin off the show. We need to have the Gary and Damon hour.
Woohoo! Oh, wonderful! Gary. It'll be nothing but talking about, you know, all the gayest things in the world.
Yes.
And do I really need to? Do I need to budget for an hour or two?
when we're still in the line after the show, we're here for a while, and it's probably one of the most fun times of this recording. So I would have to say that might be a fun show. Just to say, here is David and Gary. Go. And the
so let's make this
pull up Tumblr.
Well, as I say, let's make this lucrative to pay for things. We'll do an after show. It'll be on a membership basis that people can pay to get access to that part of the podcast. And Damon and I will talk about Tumblr, Pinterest,
Reddit,
Playbill.com, and
Wikipedia. You realize that y'all will be dead ass broke, right?
Yes.
Gay. That's quite true. Whatever.
I suppose I can do cupsoutloud.com/Gary and Damon.
And y'all ought to make
G&D
it a
show.
And make it a video hangout so that way you can see everything you're talking about.
The COL Kiki.
Nice. That means I got to get all prettied up in that. Damon, I'm not so sure about this idea.
Yeah. If we got to do video, we need to renegotiate.
Can you renegotiate the contract?
Yes. Must Any do it case. At this time.
Damon and I will have our people talk to Jeff's people. We'll see how this negotiates out.
Yeah.
This podcast brought to you by XTube Amateurs.
Those 15-second clips you see all over the place.
Eric, really? You're taking it to the level that I wasn't expecting.
Oh, I was.
I don't think it's that bad, but in any case. So this week...
portion of COL also brought to you by Lay's Sriracha Chips. Why? Because Eric loves them.
And because Damon can't shut up.
Yeah.
And also brought to you by their Chicken and Waffles Chips, because I love them.
That boy for the love of everything.
Anyways... So this week,
I'm sorry, Jeff, but I have to ask this question. Could we take like 2 minutes and seriously talk about this concept? Two of the flavors have already been mentioned. Does this stuff make any sense to anybody?
Yes. The sriracha really does.
Yes, and so do the chicken and waffles. The cheesy garlic bread, if you want cheesy garlic bread, go buy you a jar of garlic and eat some sour cream and onion chips. There you go.
Or you could get some bread, toast it in the oven, and cover it with garlic.
Make
butter.
The real thing.
You know?
Cover it, please.
You know, or even just pop some slices of sandwich bread into the toaster. When it comes out, butter it and sprinkle some garlic salt or garlic powder on it. And boom, garlic bread. It's not that hard, really. I don't think chips. But this is based off of the whole fandom of chicken and waffles and sriracha. So, of course, they're going to do it. It's going to make sense because people are going to buy it because it's like, ooh, chicken and waffles. I love chicken and waffles. Let me try these chicken and waffle chips.
It's like I explained to somebody, it's not sweet. You can taste a hint of the syrup in it. You got a nice little chicken flavor. It's absolutely delectable.
I don't know about that.
I still think the sriracha one tastes like the Flaming Hot.
No. They've got a nice heat to them, but they're also very garlicky, and they've got that vinegary undertaste, just like sriracha. So I like them. They're actually a lot milder, in my opinion, than the Flaming Hot chip varieties.
But we're the Flaming Hot as it gets, baby.
COLTNG, also known as Off the Rails.
We're pretty determined in your length.
The reason I mention it is I'm struggling with one food that tastes like another food. That's the part. The sriracha flavor, it's like a condiment flavor, so it's kind of like ketchup flavored potato chips,
which they do sell.
I kind of get that, but the whole like.
Chicken and waffles?
I think it's the chicken waffles that's really thrown me off because I'm kind of like, where the hell else do you go and eat one food and it tastes like something completely different?
Have you ever had them yet?
No.
Don't judge them. Don't touch those chips till you've had them.
Too late, too late, too late. Already been judged and decided and found guilty of ridiculousness.
Since we're talking about them, randomly talking about chips.
It needs to be about 20% cooler.
Yes. There you go. I really honestly, surprise, I kind of agree with Gary. You know, like if I want some damn sriracha, I'm going to have some damn sriracha. If I want some chicken and waffles, I'm going to have some damn chicken and waffles. Yes, it's convenient that I can go to the store and pick up some Lay's as opposed to making it, but I just don't. The three flavors that they chose out of the many that were probably given seems kind of stupid. But that's
just
me.
We're talking about stupid marketing potato chips. This is developed a deep discussion. People are actually having issues with the fact that somebody decided to take the whole theme of, people are so excited about chicken and waffles. Well, let's get part of that. Since we make potato chips, let's make chicken and waffle potato chips. Sure, that's what it is. It's called capitalism.
I was going to say, Jeff, don't you dare try to cover it up. What it really is about shareholders making a buck off the fact that people have these, like, I don't know. Anyways. I'm going to get off the horse.
It's capitalism. Anyways. I'm coming right out and saying it.
But I will point out this morning that we had a Texas twist on chicken and waffles because most of y'all know that I go eat at the dorms because, hell, I can eat for $2 a meal. So they had chicken fried steak and pancakes.
Steak and pancakes. Steak and pancakes. Steak and pancakes. Making steak and pancakes.
Chicken pancakes, yeah.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
No, it doesn't, but...
It kind of goes with the tune, though.
But the question is, can you take a chicken fried steak, put it on top of a pancake, and roll it?
Oh, for God's sakes, it's not chicken fried steak. I'm sorry. What's worse is when you change that steak to chicken, and then you get chicken fried chicken, which makes absolutely no sense. It's already chicken, and you're frying it. Okay?
Well,
sure, the style of frying is more country style. country fried chicken. I can get that. I'm behind that. So country fried steak, country fried chicken. But chicken fried chicken, what the fuck is that all about? It's chicken already. Of course it's being fried. What's wrong with you people? I'm sorry. I have some very, very deep emotions when it comes to chicken fried chicken and chicken fried steak. It makes no sense to me.
It's a good thing to be passionate about.
And once again, derailed.
I would advise missing the conversation on a first date, though.
David.
What?
David.
Yes. Okay.
I think we need an offshoot show, and it's all about venting about, like, a weird food issues.
Venting about the stupidest things in all the world, it really should be. Yes, I know. It's just my pet peeve. Chicken fried chicken just doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. No.
All right.
No, Jeff, bad.
We'll talk about the precipice after the show.
Okay. Can I at least go on to actually tell anyone I did this week? Or does no one care?
No.
Okay,
no,
moving
go
on.
For it. Please.
No, I'm moving on. We got feedback.
I got a hold of your bungee cord. You're good to go.
Okay. Did you play World of Warcraft?
So, moving on. Since we just derailed the show, so we'll just move on. Anyways, we did get some feedback over on Facebook. Boy Jonathan on Facebook said, love listening to you guys on my drives from Lexington to Louisville. Or is it? No, wait a minute. Hold on. I said that wrong. Louisville. Anyways, Damon, keep me out of your rants.
Oh.
LOL. Love you, bro.
Told you, sister.
Shade.
I'm gonna hate to say this, but I don't think I've actually talked about you.
Oh.
Wait a minute, hold on. How come you were?
I don't want to go. You're so vain. Wait a minute, probably think a song is about you, but that's kind of where I'm going.
Starting to put more shade.
Wait a minute. Did you say something? Oh, hold on. Hold on here. You said something about this over there.
I've mentioned pups and boys, and I've mentioned other pups and boys. The one I've usually mentioned is Ben, our stick.
A different Ben.
Oh. Okay, thank God.
Yeah, not you. No, no, no. My friend Ben here in Cincinnati, also known as Stick. But I don't think I've mentioned you. But then again, I have the shortest memory loss ever. So I may have mentioned you by name. And if I have... it may have been once.
And of course, you laughed at him and said, I will do no such thing.
Yeah.
So, although he did get a nice hug from you, so that's good at least.
Yeah, Jonathan's a nice guy. I will mention him now. He's hilarious, and we have so much fun. So, I'm happy that he's moving to Louisville. So,
Louisville. I will eventually get the correct pronunciation of that damn city one of these days.
You know, he's sitting there thinking that it's all that and a bag of chicken and waffles chips and something. Shit. Damn.
And we bring it all back around. Also, by the way,
just to say, I want to clarify on his behalf, Damon, did you not just talk about him?
Yeah, I did just now. Yeah.
So therefore, you just lied.
No. He didn't, because he just told Jonathan that he would talk about it. He would say he would do no such thing, as in he will not talk, keep him out of his rants.
Is that what they call it now?
Yeah.
Not talk. That's a double negative.
That's the point.
See, y'all used to get on my.
Which means he's going to talk to him in the rants. So.
And I have to make a real quick comment: the fact that y'all used to get onto me. You know, when Ben's bored, when he starts sending us all this shit off Tumblr, I pass the torch to Eric now.
By the way, that's not Tumblr that he sent it from.
Same goddamn difference. Reddit, Tumblr, it's all about the same damn thing. Reddit is Tumblr without the porn.
Boo.
Would you like me to find porn on Tumblr? Because there's plenty there.
I can find my own thing.
We can easily find porn.
There's more than enough.
Apparently, Eric knows more than he's letting on.
If you cannot find porn on Tumblr, you are
sad.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the brand spanking new COL TNG. I'm telling you. This is an example of the new COL. Also we'd like to thank Mike Jackson for liking us on Facebook as well. Boy Jonathan also did. No one decided to put his name
Mike
on here.
Mike Jackson?
Mike Jackson.
Sorry, Mike. I don't know you, dude, but I mean, really?
And he's not black.
Hopefully he's not dead.
Wait a minute. He's not black.
Not black?
Right.
Was he ever black as a child?
Like, Michael Jackson was black and became not black.
Wow.
Well, Mike Jackson is just not black.
That's
kind of like Macklemore's white.
I
have to point this out real quick because my mother, 55-year-old woman, here's the song for the first time. Everybody knows which one I'm talking about, Thrift Shop. And she was just blown away when she saw the video. She's like, he's white? Really? It's like, yeah, he's white.
So she's expanding her horizons.
Sorry, and he's not attractive either. So it's like, you know, well, yeah.
Ooh.
He's not. I'm sorry.
And yeah. Okay, right. So.
So does Ben have a bitch of the week?
Oh, yes.
I think I need another drink.
Yes, and I think you give me my little intro.
Well, what? Ben's bitch of the week! I need to record that.
You know, and the only reason I'm even going to bring, I actually had another one ready, but I'll save it for when I return from something.
Yeah, sir.
You, Eric, you've already heard it. Gary, you get to suffer. Jeff, you get to suffer now.
Yeah. And I'm not here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you weren't here, so. Do you remember years ago when Capital One had the commercials with the Russian guy in the middle of nowhere? Thank you for calling Big U.S. Bank. This is Peggy.
Yeah.
You know, and Capital One used to be so proud of their U.S.-based customer support. What happened? Because in the last 2 days, I've talked to Peggy probably 24 times at Capital One. And I'm sorry, I don't care what you say. When you answer the phone, and I'm not kidding when I do this, thank you for calling Capital One. My name is Robert. No, it's fucking not. It's absolute gibberish.
Wow.
That's it. That's all I've got.
Hold on. You're so close on this. That's not the way it works. It says, thank you for calling Capital One. My name is Bob.
Bob. Nice.
And by the way, we came up with the name of a new potential bathhouse. If anybody would like to buy the rights to it, it's the Big Country Steak Ranch.
Ew.
It's a bear bathhouse. It features a steak buffet.
Mm-hmm. Leaving the beans to the left and ranch sauce on the beans to the right.
Oh my God.
They do not serve Cheetos or Doritos. They keep that in mind.
But they do serve chicken and waffles.
They serve actual chicken and waffles, though. I mean, they're not. They don't do anything silly like give you chips that are flavored like chicken and waffles. They actually make chicken and waffles.
Hell, although their patrons are chicken and waffles.
Very nice.
Okay. I'm having trouble picturing that. I can get the chicken, but not the waffles.
You've never heard of a waffle face?
Or a
it's
blue
like
waffle?
A butter face, but with acne.
Waffle face. Can't eat my. Can't eat my.
I'm calling this episode the derailed episode.
Damn. Ben's throw it down.
All right. We've got our show titled Derailed. Anyways.
No, it should be, this is the not episode.
You're just obsessed with that.
This is the not.
This is the double negative episode. Watch everybody go, huh?
By the way, Michael West likes that we're recording kids. Our episode. So thank you, Michael.
Yeah.
Shout out alrighty. To him.
So, yeah.
Now what the hell are we doing?
Just moving moment. This week, I went to see Silver Linings Playbook on Thursday.
Oh, how'd that
work
out for you?
It was weird because it's like I wasn't sure if I really wanted to go see it. I was like, I heard really good things, but it doesn't really look like my thing. And I want to go see a movie because I haven't been out to the movies in a long time. So I went out to the Alamo Drafthouse. So I had a nice Raging Bull pizza. And I just had a Diet Coke. I could have gotten a beer, but didn't feel like it for some reason. And I watched Silver Linings Playbook. And I have to say, wow. It was actually a very good movie. There were plenty of times where I did my whole run and hide routine. Embarrassing moments of... you're talking about Bradley Cooper's character... who is bipolar, and he's just getting out of his court-mandated 8 months in the loony bin, and he's supposed to control himself and everything, and then he meets up with his friend's wife's sister, whose husband died, and now she is kind of a little crazy, too.
And, just a little or a lot?
Probably the same amount. Between the two, they're both probably the same amount of crazy.
Lovely.
And it's just about this way of this crazy bipolarish relationship. Trying to actually get to the point where, you know, originally they were just kind of like friends and they just had this weird connection. And then eventually we have the semi-Cinderella moment, and they finally says, I love you. And it's not your regular romance. It's very much not your regular romance, and I think it's very cute and really well done. And Robert De Niro was awesome. As Bradley Cooper's dad, and it was just an incredible film. I wouldn't say it's the greatest film in all the world, but I wouldn't be surprised if I end up buying this. I wouldn't be surprised if I actually end up buying this on Blu-ray when it comes out. So I thought it was really good. So that's my movie moment. Silver Linings Playbook. Go see it if you get a chance. Especially it might be a good date movie.
What?
In the butt.
Well, I'm sorry, but all of a sudden it's like somebody's got like the digital jitters or something.
Somebody say something.
What?
Saying something right now.
Tacos.
Gary?
Say what?
It's Gary.
Yeah, it is scary. Love you.
You're getting the robot thing. You might need to unplug and plug in your microphone.
I don't know what it is.
Or disconnect to a call and rejoin us.
Fine. If you dare.
Lord.
Nope. Did we lose two people? No.
No, I'm sick.
No, we didn't. I don't know why you disconnected, okay. Eric. Eric?
I didn't plan to. It disconnected me. But oh well.
Weird. Okay. Well, you're back.
So anyways, continuing. So this is episode number 201.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
Yeah.
So why isn't Paul Simon singing us a song like he did for Oprah when she hit her tenure?
Because we only hit one. And we're not,
yeah.
Do you know how long that is in gay years?
It's 3-1, so yeah, we're looking at three fabulous years with us.
Don't Maybe that's why special? You think it feels so much longer, Ben.
Jesus.
Well, you haven't been here the whole time, Ben.
No, I've missed quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. But that's okay.
All right.
We're doing good. We had things such as the BDSM panel, which we're hopefully going to have here in a couple of weeks.
It's time to have some different panels, though. I'm going to throw my 2 cents worth in on that
one.
It's time
panels.
To have like a. You need to have you because apparently this seems to be all the rage now. Y'all need to have a furry panel.
A Harlem Shake panel? What?
No, a furry pig.
I don't know how you got Harlem Shake out of
You said it was all the rage now. That's why I said Harlem Shake.
No,
Damon,
that's
I'm going to pin you down.
Thank you. The only good Harlem Shake video out there currently would be the one with Grumpy Cat.
Oh, no.
If you haven't
I'm sure it, that said in the
That should say everything.
No.
Yeah,
it's, we talked about things like a very common joke at the beginning about Trololo, Edward Keel.
Oh, yes. Damon's ex-lover.
Oh, God. That is something I forgot.
How could you have forgotten your ex-husband's memory like that?
Really, really easily. Oh. There he goes. He's fine.
We also had our power hour.
Oh my God.
Remember the power hour, the Kulin Plus power hour.
And it, by the way, that is still available. And by the way, Jeff, on the Cubs Out Loud channel, you can actually make a playlist.
Yeah, I need to
add that. That links to the videos on my page. Where that is, because you will watch Damon actually disappear at one point, go in the bathroom. You'll think he's actually using the bathroom. No, he's throwing up.
Well, he's using the bathroom. He's just using it to throw up. I mean, it's just the specifics there.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a man.
He's a wizard casting Expelliarmus.
Cup.
We got out of beta on April 12th.
April 10th was the first. Yeah, so we revived the numbering. So we haven't actually had a whole 201 episodes with the new crew, but we had 154 beforehand. A couple of those were my kind of lag behinds for the right after we kind of stopped the original crew. And it all started, with Tim, me, and... JJ, you may also know him as John from or does he go by JJ? I don't remember. He's in the Theseus Cubcast now. Tim is nowhere to be found. I see his tweets and Facebook posts and with him and his boyfriend, but you know they're not doing anything online. I could care less.
Boy, aren't you nice.
Later on, Keith joined the team. He was our daddy bear for a while there. But then he kind of had to go too. And we just kind of went on hiatus until last year, around this time, when I was like, I miss COL. I need some new house. I set it over on Bruiser there and Scott, Ben, Damon, and Robert. Out of that, which started off the next generation, started off being like, okay, let's see how this goes, see if everything's good with it, with the little TNG alpha episodes, beta episodes, whatever you want to call them. And then finally we're like, yeah, we're good. Let's go live.
Yeah. We got this.
So a little bit of history on Cubs Out Loud, the next generation.
God.
Other topics we talked about. Worst fuck ever.
Yes. We do need to bring that back up because that's just because we have two new people.
Yep.
And
you may have had worse experiences.
Yeah.
We're going to have to. OK, so that maybe that's just another future topic. And maybe we can get some input from our audience here. So shoot us an email if you've got a worst fuck ever. And I think we said this at that time. Send us a story. It doesn't matter when. Just send us the story. Okay, cubsoutloud@gmail.com or give us a call at 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Leave us a voicemail and tell us your story. You can also record a little MP3 and send it on over to us. Use your voice memo app on your phone and just email it to us at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. And we'll play it on the show when we get that all together. Talked about coming out, Matthew Shepard. We talked about ass play with Alan.
We've talked about a lot of stuff like that with Alan.
Yeah, I think whenever Alan's on, we're talking about sex in some way, shape, or form.
When y'all have him on here in a couple of weeks, here's a thought for y'all. Why don't y'all bring up Novell versus Microsoft?
Oh no!
That'll get him fired up.
No,
I think.
How about if we bring in Marco Cho's mom? You like the ass too much. Save ass for a special occasion.
Oh man.
Scary.
Wow. So, in the future,
sorry, I had a kink conversation.
Dirty laundry. Oh, good God.
A couple of these. Well,
I'm looking through the episode guide on the website, and I just saw Smegma are dentured for your pleasure, and I'm.
You forgot that one already?
I did forget that one.
Which one was that?
Oh, God.
Oh, yes, and don't forget our douchebags and obsessions episode.
Yeah.
And you can go back and listen to all these, and you can go back and re-vote on various polls.
All of our polls are open, so we'd like you to touch our polls. Okay. To say it.
Mm-hmm. I'd like you to touch my poll with your ass.
Whoa. Oh.
Just to wrap your ass around my poll. Anyways, this is not
come on now.
And don't forget our fan. Of course, and don't forget the Craigslist writing workshop.
Oh.
Otherwise known as Answering Mystery Sammy's Questions.
No, those weren't Craigslist posts, so it wasn't really a thing.
They might as well have been.
Oh, by the way, we got new questions.
Oh.
Oh, God. From Mystery Sammy? Are you kidding me?
No.
I was going to say, if we got it from Mystery Sammy
questions round two, we'll do that sometime.
I was going to say, dude, there will be no round two of those. Sorry.
Well, you have a say in the matter.
However, I can recommend a good ESL class.
Okay. Anyways.
Then in a few weeks you'll get to talk to people about lube. I won't be here for that one, but thank you.
Yes, and we have a special guest Aaron on that one.
If he can get his shit straightened out. We spent, what was it, Eric, like an hour trying to get him to get Google Talk working. He was fucking with stuff he shouldn't have been fucking with, so he couldn't hang out. Do you really want this guy talking to you about lube?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
If he can't fuck with a registry in Windows, what makes you think he can talk about lube?
Oh, well, you're talking about
most people who
Windows.
Can't fuck with a registry.
No, this is true.
Registries, yeah.
Yeah, so, if that's your qualification for a date, there's a reason you're single.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
I won't disagree with that one.
And smack.
Yeah, no shit. Yes, I just love that. Ass Play with Alan, coming soon. Mm-hmm. I gotta wonder, since that show is coming up here in a few couple weeks with y'all, with Chess, Miss Tammy, and Alan again. You know what? Y'all need to get Miss Tammy's thoughts on ass play.
Well,
you need to get it from a woman's perspective, woman's perspective.
Hey, and who's saying that women can't be into ass play at all?
So yeah. There you go. There's. I may have to actually make an appearance for that one.
Make an exception. Just,
yeah, I will. And by the way, real quickly, I'll just throw this out of the way. I will be going on sabbatical yet again because school is once again
kicking your ass.
My ass. Yeah, you can't even understand. I have got to write a paper. I've got most of the research done, but I've got to write a 27-page paper that's due tomorrow night by 10 p.m.
Womp womp.
Well, nice. But see, I'm one of these people. I consider myself very fortunate that I call myself a master of rapid composition. I can sit there and take limited information, and I can pull 20 pages out of my ass, literally.
Ouch.
And get a good
question. Yeah, exactly. You should be here for ass play, then.
I mean, I ought to be the new Slender Man, because, hell, I don't need 8 pages. I got 20.
Womp womp.
And which would you rather run into in a dark forest, Slender Man or me? I already know what Damon's going to say.
You're inferring I want to be in a dark forest.
Well, yeah.
You're inferring I know who Slender Man is.
No, this is true. I will be taking an indefinite leave of absence. However, I may have to come back for the BDSM ban. Because I think I need to be the one to ask Miss Tammy that question. You know what? I think I will. I have to pop back in just to ask her that question.
Oh, I thought that meant you wanted to be around for the beating.
No. No, I'll be doing the beating, but thank you for thinking of me. I've actually beaten the hell out of a few people in sexual ways before, so.
That's awesome.
There's actually people that are really into getting the hell beaten out of them. God only knows why.
I mean, then you wouldn't have anybody for chess to play with.
God.
All I do have to say that chess's picture that he put on was kind of... I wanted to see more of that scene, but that was a very silly moment that he put up there. A picture of this fat guy bending over his lap. And it just looks so awkward. Oh, but he had his hand on the guy's butt, and I'm like, awesome. But I wanted to see the rest of the scene. Oh, he's smiling during the entire thing. It's awesome.
Yeah. Chess always smiles. He always has a smile on his face. And it's wonderful and scary at the same fucking time.
It was funny yet hot all at the same time, in my opinion. But anyways.
So, real quickly, Chess,
we love your pictures, by the way.
If we haven't already scared him and Miss Tammy from not coming in 2 weeks.
They'll be here. They're fine.
Real quickly, and this is a real simple one this week. Our poll of the week this week, because I didn't see one in the thing, unless I was blind. Our poll's simple.
What's your poll?
What was your favorite episode? There you go. The last year. It's one simple answer. Other. You have to fill it in. And if you put Orko...
There is no episode of Orko. I'm sorry. We've discussed Orko.
All those up. I gotta see that. Oh, by the way, episodes about Orko.
Ben, now that you've said that, you know what one of the responses we're gonna get is?
Orko. She-ra. Thanks, Ben.
Madam Raz.
Just saying.
Thanks,
Ben. Yeah, we missed the Madam Raz episode. Madam Raz episode.
Even She-Ra episode. That's also. I remember.
I always thought Adam or Madam Raz and Orko should hook up.
Ew.
No.
Ew.
Can you imagine those kids?
No.
All right. So a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about gay bashing. That's gay partying. And we were asking you, what was your party fare? We have 11 answers to this question, starting with 4 for beer and pizza, 4 for wine and dining, 1 for Cheetos and Mountain Dew.
Hold on. Was that whining as in W-I or W-H-I-N-E?
W-I-N-E.
It could work either way, though, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Whining while dining?
Yeah.
That's probably some sort of a weird baby fetish. You know, the diaper thing.
Or it could be dinner with me, because I'll be whining about something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's a different type of whining. Anyways, Cheetos and Mountain Dew by one person said... We had 2 other responses, which weren't much different. We had sausage and nuts. And cheese and club soda. I don't know. Somebody's very plain. Although cheeses can be really, really good.
Chicken and waffles, Lays.
Well, there's another. You can put that in. Go for it.
Or remove the cheese? Are they using the club soda to remove the cheese?
Gotcha. Okay. I'm with you now. I have no idea. It doesn't say. It just says, cheese and club soda. All I know is that I've gotten, like, 4 people like my picture.
That one kind of creeps me out a little bit.
The cheese and club soda?
Yeah, that one kind of creeps me out a little bit.
How can that creep you out? I'm not understanding this. How does that creep you out?
It just does. That's kind of just... Okay. Anyways, right. Continue.
Moving on. And that's it. That's all for last week's poll.
There you go.
So this week, what was your favorite episode? And that can be any of them. All 200 of them. That's including the stuff. If you have not seen some of the Seawell TVs, please go to youtube.com/CubsOutLoud. And Seawell TVs were previous versions of video episodes, except they weren't Google Hangouts. We'll also have a playlist for all the Seawell shows for you.
And for the moment, for those of you who don't want to wait for him to put the playlist on there, you can go to youtube.com/tatdude806. not only watch my shows, but you can also watch the Google Hangout shows that we have done.
They'll be on the playlist.
Eventually.
I just need to pop over there today. I actually logged into YouTube already to do it. I just need to go over and do it.
Oh, there you go.
So that's our poll of the week. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Hold on. There's a thing and a stuff and a... Oh, this.
Oh.
Hey, Joe. Hold on. Whoa, stop the music.
What? The music's still playing. I'm not stopping any music.
First of all, the Barracuda messaging system is a great system. But that's not what we're talking about. This is Love on Craigslist. So where the fuck did the Barracuda stuff come from?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not hearing anything like that.
You didn't hear that? Everybody else did.
Oh, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Heard you started playing the music.
Ben, it's called editing.
It's called leave the fuck alone because it makes for a better show.
I have no idea what you're talking about, really.
Okay.
What are you talking about? What is this editing bullshit?
Yeah, what's editing? I have a bad feeling what he may do with that now.
Anyways. No, we didn't edit out my theme. We can't edit this shit out. There we go.
But I would like to recommend once again the Barracuda messaging archive.
Anywho, love on Craigslist, damn it.
See, that's what we're doing right now.
Bring the best of love.
Bring the best of love and lust to you. All right, who goes first?
Well, it's
you do.
Order, duh.
Is it in order? Are we doing
it? Yes, it is.
You gotta do it from top to bottom. So whenever you put yours first, you're the first one to go. So if you don't want to, you gotta move yourself down.
I didn't put mine first. Anywho.
Anyways, you're first anyway, so.
That's so
this one. Suck this it up. One comes with the link.
Hey.
That's the first. So, this is called. I'm not gonna look at that.
Please don't.
This is called Don't Be a Scaredy Cat. Male for male, 49 in custom.
Oh, no. Okay.
Damon, I'm gonna burn you in hell.
Damon automatically wins. That's our episode. See you next week.
Don't be a scaredy cat. 49, male for male, Covington. This is near me, and that's scared me.
I am terrified.
And the reason I picked it is because of the first two words. Meow, meow. Are there any cool cats out there that want to play with me? Don't let the pics fool you. I am only a part-time kind of CD. I just the soft feel of silk, and I guess I am a little different. I am not too femme and not a dude, quote unquote, either.
What the fuck are you?
But I am, quote unquote, all boy. Just lots of fun. I was thinking of heading out for a drink or three, but thought I would see if there is a frisky, quote unquote, single gay male out there that wants some catnip.
No.
Quote unquote. Meow.
No.
I am very versatile with all kinds of oral sucking, swallowing, licking, rimming. I want this to be mutual. So if you don't like this, these done are to you, or if you don't do them, don't respond.
I don't plan on it.
I love fucking, but I love foreplay as well. I am into making out, kissing, and lots of body contact. My stats are... Shit.
Please stop.
I am going to stop.
Yes, please stop. Nobody cares about their stats at this point.
Please type me up on the subject line.
hold on, though. I do like the next paragraph, though.
Which one?
I am prepped to bottom. I am very, very clean inside and out.
I am particular on who I let on top of me. I want you to be very clean, no beards and such, and I prefer you shaved at least a bit around your manhood, around that manhood of yours. Okay.
No, you got to read the next line.
I'm versatile, so maybe I will flip you. Shit.
Okay, Damon wins by default. That's our show. See you next week.
Oh God!
Please type meow in the subject line. Jesus Christ! No! I need to read that again very carefully, Damon.
Oh, suggest.
Yes, the suggest line.
Once I see pics of you and what I will have to play with, I will send you a Facebook. No problem. I want one back as well.
What are you gonna do if I don't send it to you?
No pics, no play.
Oh, well, there's a loss.
Don't play games, no endless emails. If you're not serious about tonight, don't bother.
I'm not.
Be out.
Woof. Literally woof. Not in a good way. Oh my God.
By the way, the video playlist has been updated on the youtube.com/cubsoutloud. Just to let you know.
I am so beyond terrified. That makes me almost just not ever want to have sex with anybody again. Male, female, donkey, doorknob, Dalmatian, I don't care.
You've had sex with a Dalmatian?
No, but if I ever thought about it, now I would. Oh my God.
Donkey and doorknob?
Yeah,
you can ride a doorknob if you're flexible enough.
And tall enough.
Exactly.
Some people are short.
And that's a line from a detective novel that I read years ago talking about this woman. She would do anything. Man, woman, donkey, doorknob, Dalmatian.
That person would be dangerous in a Home Depot.
Ouch.
Actually, down the chain aisle.
Moving on.
All right.
Okay. Mine's a bit verbose, too. Ben, you've already heard part of this.
Oh, yes, I did.
Mine is from Boulder, Colorado, as I'm making my way across the states, and it is cultural creative activist sinks anorexic troublemaker for LTR, land of the free and the brave.
Good gravy.
We all need someone we can dream on.
Now, hold on. Pronounce it correctly.
All right. We all need someone we can dream on. This multidimensional intelligentsia of gentle reputation here in the city of Countercontrol seeks a delicate, daring girl with a dragon tattoo. The audacity to question and the outraged ask questions with her hand on her hip like, why? And not accept rhetorical answers, insisting on truth and transparency in communication.
Truth.
Oh, stop it.
And transparency.
If you're going to read it, you got to read it just how he wrote it.
Such a girl would balance my yin 6 with her yang 9. When I say anorexic, what I mean is the girl is nutritionally educated enough that she avoids all denatured corporate frankenshit for selling grocery stores. And that includes everything processed by machinery, right? Which, as it turns out, is physiologically toxic to our bodies, as well as the grains and legumes, which are not meant to be eaten either, and thereby gracefully retains the svelte figure, which is her birthright.
Okay, so what the fuck is she supposed to eat?
Here's what I love, particularly when you see the picture. Attracts like, such being my discipline. Follow me for the rest of the story.
Oh, no.
No.
Is the least number.
No. Oh, stop now.
There will be a link in the notes.
Let me go down at least the description for myself. I am a long-haired paleo, eating only wild fish, grass-fed red meats, and lots of finely chopped and lightly steamed organic greens, smothered in butter or sautéed in coconut oil with fresh squeezed lime. Secret, it's the fine choppy that makes him so loud-muttering. That is his description of himself.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay, one is the loneliest number, Rocky Mountain High, Sock Doctrine. What the fuck?
The guy's a burned out old fucking hippie.
Don't
forget, though, and if you want to, babe, well, you can dreme on me.
Oh, God. He spelled it the same. Oh, God.
Okay, hold on. I've got to hit the dictionary here.
Yeah, maybe he actually means that word.
Don't do it.
No, actually, that would be the Dr. Ronald E. McNair Educational Foundation for Science Literacy, DREME.
Oh.
Or it's discriminative regular expression motif. Okay, I can't even pronounce that. For more information, go to DREME.net.
Well, that's
insanely long.
Yes, it is.
He lost me after the you can dream Dreme on me.
L.
If you put an L on it, it could be a Dremel. You can Dremel on me.
I don't know if I want that. No. Wow. Okay.
I love the last couple of lines that are not in capitals, though. This gentleman, for those of you who will not be seeing the link, looks like a strung out mid-60s meth head. Long, wispy, grainy, ratty old hair. He posts, I don't post an age because I have the body of a 20-year-old and the mind of several 20-year-olds.
I'm looking at his body going...
on meth.
20 times. Yeah, exactly. No, please, if you're listening to this show, you have to look in the notes and you have to look at the link. It makes great bathroom reading material. It's long enough.
Sweet Jesus.
Drop a deuce while you read it. Same thing with Damon's.
Oh, good Lord.
Now, Gary, can you even compete?
I don't know. I'm mentally traumatized.
And you wonder why I'm going on sabbatical.
Mentally traumatized.
That's not the reason why you're going sabbatical, though.
Might as well be now. Ooh.
Anyways, Gary.
I am proud to say that mine is not an essay nor dissertation on Crazy Town.
You just had a good week.
My mine seems much more basic and kind of straight to the point. However, it is yet again an example of grammar issues.
Imagine that.
mine is called Looking for Men to Milk, and it says... What I am locking for is men that love to release. I have machine milking and prostate milking and know how to get the job done. I'm looking for guys 20s to 40s and are open-minded and need a new way to play, safe and DD-free here. Looking for same. You come here, relax, lay back, and just enjoy 3 to 5 times in about 2 hours.
Can you say that again, like with an Asian accent? That would enhance the...
You class.
Oh, you lay back, relax, and we'll take care of rest.
Oh, God, shut up.
Make your sense, 3 to 5 time in 1 hour.
Said stats, I will reply, I am a little dry, but I do have guys from the area physically here, because he's apparently close by. Students return as a break of study. Yeah.
Oh, student return is breakfast. Hey,
no.
Ben, you're very bad.
Now, there is an interesting cartoon graphic that goes with it, so.
Oh, God.
Yay, more pictures.
So does he pasteurize or homogenize the milk?
Is it whole or 2%? That's my question. Or is it skim?
Hey, can we buy the local farmer's market?
I don't think this is the type of milk you're looking for.
Don't be judging
Wow.
I'm not judging. I'm willing to purchase.
No, I meant don't judge Eric, meaning don't judge you.
Thank you.
Anyways.
Alrighty. Mine this week comes out of Appleton, Wisconsin. I know, right? It's like, what the fuck's going on in Appleton, Wisconsin?
Apparently this.
Yeah, exactly. Need a sir, a sure gar mama.
Sergar,
whatever, how you want to say it. I like doing just about anything there is to do. I'd like to, and I've got to read it exactly the way he wrote it because there's no periods in it. I like doing just about anything there is to do. I would like to find a woman that wants to take care of a guy at law. Mob is if she wants to wear diapers, it's all good. If you can handle, get in touch with me. No, I don't wear diapers, but if then woman chooses me, I would like to find a Sergar mama AS app.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, exactly. We'll post a link to the picture of the ad. Yeah. Once again, I really think a future episode we have got to do the Craigslist ad writing workshop. That has got to be an episode we have got to do. We're going to teach you how to write Craigslist ads so you don't sound like a stalker, an Asian man, or Mystery Sammy.
And then we'll do it. Workshop where we teach you how to write titles Craigslist ads currently are.
Right.
How do you write a proper ad? How to write a Craigslist ad?
EIO.
Did you say write or ripe?
Either way. All right, our links real quick. I've got to say mine because I have got to disappear for like 5 minutes. So while everybody else talks about theirs. This week, as you know, Pope Pedophile has been removed. He's removed himself. And so they're going to pick a new Pope Pedophile.
Hey.
That's what I think of the Catholic Church because, let's face facts, they're not exactly known for being the most chaste or celibate people on earth. But America's best Christian, Mrs. Betty Bowers, explains to us how the new Pope is picked. Kiki style. That should be all that needs to be said. And if it's from Mrs. Betty Bowers, you know it's got to be the truth.
Oh, good God.
So, so be sure to check that out.
Yay. And
I'm going to disappear for 5 minutes, so y'all.
All righty. Have fun. Oh, hey. Who's next? I didn't really get a chance to watch it.
Oh, go ahead. Eric.
Well, what's making me happy this weekend is my niece. She has been saving up for several months. Her birthday is going to be tomorrow, and she got herself her first tablet. She is, I believe, 11 now.
Aww.
And what does she do when she gets her first tablet? She comes to my place to get a comic reading application and download hundreds of comic books.
Cool.
And oh my God. It's just great to see the new generation of nerds coming, and they're almost all girls.
Yay! Yeah. It's always good to have of the female.
All of my
species.
Nieces are. Yeah, all of my nieces are nerds. They all love video games and comic books and reading, and it's just great to see a whole generation of kids coming up who, while they may be athletic or whatever else, are not caught up in the whole high school cycle that we had when I was a kid.
Yeah, where they have to be cheerleaders or they're nothing.
Well, to be fair, they are cheerleaders, but...
Oh, well, you know what? Well, I'm,
they're cheerleaders and they're nerds. It's great.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They don't have to be... They don't have
you
to
got
be
the best
smart.
Of both worlds.
No.
And they're not trolls. They're actually attractive little young ladies.
Oh.
Each and every one of them. Oh, enough cool. So that we have to brush off men 15, 20 years older than them who think that they're 20. Every time we take them to the mall and say, you're 13 years old. Step off.
Sir, yeah. Joe Big. Okay.
How to catch a pedophile. I mean a predator. I mean a something.
Oh, nerds. Okay.
Damon.
Yes. So mine is pretty, is a one of my little lists. And it's 15 celebs, and I use celebs loosely. We didn't know we're gay. And I'll just go through the list. Matt Dallas, who was on Kyle XY, if you remember that show from like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. David Hyde Pierce, which I hate to say it, I knew, and I think a lot of people knew.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lady Sovereign, who I don't even know who that is. Gillian Anderson.
Oh, from one that X-Files?
She's the only one that kind of surprised me, just because I had never heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know. You
never
know,
officially
whatever.
Heard it.
So
but
she's
it,
lesbian?
You know, I can see it.
Yeah.
I can see that. It's just. Yeah, I can totally see that.
Interesting.
It's like asking if lesbian, if it would, never mind. Damn it, I had the perfect comeback and I just ruined it. Never mind.
Oh, well. Kelly McGillis, which I remember hearing about that.
Kelly McGillis.
Wow.
2000, couple years.
Kelly McGillis, remind me who she is. Oh, okay.
Top Gun.
Yeah, Top Gun girlfriend.
Matt Bomer. Oh, White Collar. There's the show. I was like, where is he? Who is he? Who is he? And apparently he was turned down for Superman because he was gay.
It turned down a guy just because he was gay for Superman? Come on.
Yeah,
even us gay people can play straight roles.
Oh, stop it. No, we can't.
Sure we can.
Well,
we're
no, actually,
totally straight acting.
Look at poor old Neil Patrick Harris. He can.
Yeah. But number nine is Eleanor Roosevelt.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody knew she was gay.
That is alleged. There is still no documented actual proof.
Yeah.
It's all allegation.
Yeah. And that's kind of the thing is like, and then
also point out that she was FDR's cousin too.
And it
I question that one on the list.
I don't. And one is she's. I mean, celebrity. I'm not really sure.
Well, back in her day, she was.
I guess.
Was Cary Grant really
number eight?
Sorry,
Joan Crawford.
Okay, once again, no documented proof.
They're not saying gay. I think they're saying. I know they say gay, but I think they also mean bi. Because it says this classic film star loved a number of women throughout her lifetime. She even reportedly had a one-night stand with Marilyn Monroe.
See, that one I'm not buying because there's just no... I mean, that's like sitting there throwing Mae West on that list when, in fact, it's very well known Mae West loved the men.
But anyhow.
Even though she looked like a big old dyke, she loved the men. She loved the penis. She loved penis.
Okay. Cary Grant... Which there is, yeah. I know
there's
that.
There's some, but not, you know.
He lived with another actor, Randolph Scott, for 12 years.
Oh, and by the way, top news from the Associated Press, accused Scottish cardinal admits sexual failings. So see, there you go. I was right.
Oh, dear.
Anywho.
told you.
Number six is Susie Orman. I didn't know she was gay.
Who cares? And I don't
consider her.
And I don't consider her a celebrity.
Kind of knew that.
But yeah, like you didn't know she was gay.
Who cares about her?
Hello.
And you go a little lower than that. Hello.
Let's
have a key.
Number five is Sarah Paulson.
Who?
She doesn't just play a lesbian on American Horror Story. She's out and proud with her formerly linked to actress Carrie Jones.
Who?
I know who Jones is. So
you hit me up with two who's in a row, and that can't be good.
Number four is Fiona Shaw.
Who?
Yeah, no idea.
I mean, sorry.
She played a witch on True Blood, and she was in the Harry Potter series.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay.
Number three is this was actually the one that really surprised me was Victor Garber.
Yeah,
but I knew that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that, but that was just me.
Well,
so
let me rephrase my statement. I knew that when it hit two months ago in January.
There you go. So yeah, so I did not know. So that was like, oh, okay, cool.
Oh my God.
Oh, the picture number two.
Yes, girlfriend. My.
Number two is Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah, that was.
You mean Dame Ian?
That needs to be the picture for our podcast this week.
Oh, good God!
Oh, dear God! Jesus. All right, saving.
Oh no!
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think that he was gay just from his him starring in Bent.
Yeah. Oh well.
That's kind of presuming.
Presuming? Hello. Currently having technical difficulties. Please hold. Connecting. Mental note, edit here. Oh, Skype, how we love you and hate you all at the same time. Connecting. I'm going to try this again. Sorry about the technical difficulties, folks. Okay. Well, pause it right there. Well, we're back, I think.
Yay.
Hold it. Hopefully.
Maybe.
If the recording will actually refresh for me so that it shows that it's recording.
Who knows what the hell's going on?
It should be weird. We should be good. I'm going to try to do some more sort of editing. Yeah.
What's that?
Okay, let's see if this will hold this time. All right, okay. We're back.
What are we holding on to?
What are we grabbing?
Are we holding on for dear life?
I think we're just ending. We just talked about Sir Ian McKellen.
Oh,
or Dane,
okay.
Ian McKellen, as we were doing by the picture.
Okay, hold on. Sir Ian McKellen.
Yeah, we were about to talk about number one, which was, to me, shocking.
Yeah. So the number one celeb we didn't know was gay is Raven Simone. Which, you know, I I remembered the rumors and everything, and then she never denied or, you know, accepted it. But according to this little website, that, you know, she kind of, there was apparently a breakup and it was well documented, and there you go. So I will say this much. It may not say she's a lesbian, but it could just mean, you know, hell, Lindsay Lohan had that whole relationship with that DJ.
Mm-hmm. And there is a great animated GIF out there somewhere. I can't find it right now. Of Britney and Madonna kissing at the VMAs, and then Raven Simone's having her little vision thing with a big old smile on her face.
Yeah, that came out. I think you posted that on Bruiser.
I think I posted it on Bruiser. That's probably why I can't find it anymore. By the way, thank you to Gary for posting a picture of a man from Big Hairy Fuckers.
What?
Mm-hmm. See, Gary's too busy doing Tumblr right now, because the very first post that came up in my Tumblr feed was one from Gary with this trucker daddy bear looking thing jerking his meat. Thank you.
Uh-oh. Hey, don't be shaking.
See, y'all used to get, no, I'm just making the point that y'all used to get on me for playing with Tumblr while we're doing the show. So I'm just making the point.
He's
it's not just me.
He's not necessarily playing on Tumblr and sending videos and links every 10 minutes.
And distracting Damon while he's talking, because he suddenly gets his link and he has to stop talking so that he can go and click
That was one of my favorite moments in one of the earlier episodes when we did that. We had Damon rolling.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we could have an offshoot with a subscription service.
Go to DamonandGary.com.
It could be possible. I just need to figure out the intricacies.
Hold on real quick. Let me see something. Let's see if it happens to be available. DamonandGary.com. Oh, hey, guess what? DamonandGary.com is available.
Oh, yay.
GoDaddy, $10 a year.
No, I'm not going to use GoDaddy for that. Are you kidding?
Awesome. Anywho.
I like this, the open DNS search, saying that there's no DamonandGary.com. I guess me, do you mean DamonandMary.com?
Sorry,
of course,
Gary.
When I click that, it gives me just another search, because that doesn't exist either. So.
Aww.
Oh, great.
Sorry, Gary. I guess you'll be
Well, excuse me.
Anyway,
that would be interesting. Damon and Gary, with Gary performing as Mary.
All right. So to be apropos, Gary,
it's just
what
like
is
every
your
other
pick?
Day?
Robert?
No.
Oh, I thought I heard Robert.
What?
Thanks for noticing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. Moving on. And I think this is very appropriate for you, Gary.
All right. Now, hang on a second. That was completely uncalled for.
I'm just looking at the title.
I don't care about that. That was, you know what? I'm going to get you back, bitch, just for that whole lead-in on what my pick of the week is. Anyways,
that's segue. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Here's the funny thing. I picked this one because I saw a lot of shit online this past week. This one is from May of last year, so it's not necessarily new by any means. But the title alone intrigued me, so I had to watch it, and then I did laugh It's kind of accurate in a way. Skewed, perhaps, but could be accurate. So anyways, it was just meant to be fun for a giggle in case anybody wants to watch it. It happens to be a YouTube video simply titled Every Bottom's Thoughts. And it's about a gentleman who happens to be the bottom throughout the course of something that happens.
I think we're fixing to lose Gary here because he's getting all digital crackly again.
I'm still here.
Well, yeah, you're still there, but we can barely understand you because you're being all staticky.
No. Bless America.
We'll fix that problem for him.
Please hold.
There he is. Gary?
Please hold.
That's even worse.
Yeah, didn't get much better.
Let's try it again. All right. Disconnect, reconnect. It's kind of like playing phone tag, only worse. Gary!
Microphone.
It gets worse every time.
Maybe
that's not the answer. Boy, it sure makes for a fun afternoon. Be sure to join Damon later this afternoon on DamonandMary.com. Damon and Robot Mary. Shit. Is that it? Are we done?
Where were we?
Just for everybody's thoughts. So we should probably just wrap it up. But check out the video. It'll be embedded in the show notes. CubsOutLoud.com, which is one of the places you can contact us. Also, pop over. Shoot us an email. It comes out loud at gmail.com. Leave us a voicemail 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK. Not very hard to remember. So please give us a call. We like hearing from you. And we're not hearing from you. We're a little sad. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/CubsOutLoud. Facebook.com/CubsOutLoud. Google+ at g+.2/CubsOutLoud. Pop over to Bear Underground and join our Bear Underground group. Thank you to Rimming and Solid Man for joining the group.
Yeah,
just noticed that too. Just now, Rimming and Solid Man.
I like doing that with Solid Man.
You did say Rimming.
I like Rimming Solid Man.
The guy's the guy's username is Rimming.
Okay,
Remington Steel.
I'm just saying that's the user ID. I don't judge anything. Although I think I'd be very happy with them.
Yeah. I'll drink to that.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
And by the way, sometime this week, you'll just have to kind of... Jesus Christ. Don't let that happen, Eric, please. Sometime this week, I'm going to resurrect for the month of March. Damon loves Trololo.com. Tumblr.com.
Dear God, I'm so sad I brought that up.
To celebrate the 1 year anniversary of the show, I shall bring that back for a month of glorious celebration. Yes, exactly. Be sure to join Gary and Damon later this afternoon on GaryandMary.com. You can find me as TatCub806 on Bear Underground, TatDude806 on G+. Jesus Christ, if you're going to sit there and add me to your fucking circles on Google+, fucking send me a message first, because otherwise I'm going to block your ass. That needs to be a future topic, too, because me and Eric were talking about this. People have just been adding me. I don't know who you are.
Sorry, Ben.
Not you.
Well, I'm so sorry you have this problem that people think you're hot and want to follow you on.
Well, no, but see, actually, a lot of people are having this problem. Most people, it's like people overseas, like the Far East and shit. For me, it's been like...
Dude,
people,
that's on every single social network. It's just going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. Suck it up, bitch.
I know, but my thing is, if you were following me on Google+, hey, do me a favor, just send me a message as soon as you follow me. So that way I know, hey, not to block you like a douchebag. So
awesome.
But anyways, this douchebag will be disappearing for a little while. Hopefully, maybe by the end of the semester, I'll be back. But I will be back in 2 weeks for the BDSM panel because you want to hear my riveting questions for Miss Tammy and ask
her. Oh. We're so thrilled for it.
Hey, I know Alan will be when I tell him about it.
Anywho.
He'll get a laugh.
Theater Cub 79 on Bear 401 or Bear Underground. That's where you can find me.
And you can find me as Gamer Bear.
Were you done, Damon?
I was done. No.
Yeah. Come on, we've done this once or twice.
Shut up, Ben.
And you can find me as GamerBear75 on Bear Underground, GamerBear on Bigger City, or as Eric Patton on Google+.
Mm-hmm.
Come join me and Eric in a hangout. They're so exciting.
And Gary?
Okay. Just waiting for y'all to get out of your system. Because there's a bunch of bitching going on up in here today. You can find me online pretty much anywhere as GareBear73. That's GareBear73.
Awesome.
Woohoo.
That
hey, shout outs tonight.
Or today, or whatever it is right now.
It's been a great year. Let's do it again.
Yeah. I want to say this. There's some people that I know. I kind of made a reference a couple weeks ago, but I'll just say this. There's some people going through some stuff. Just say hello. Be nice to people. That's all you got to do. You know, if they disappear for a while online, that doesn't mean they're gone from life. You know, pick up a fucking phone. Call them. All right.
555 or 361 COL talk.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Leave a message. Use us as your personal voicemail message if you know they listen to the show, or if you don't know if they listen to the show, or if you know exactly. They don't know, call us at 361-265-8255 and leave a message for someone.
Hey, leave a message for the Queen of England. She is in the hospital right now.
What?
Yeah, she has been hospitalized with gastroenteritis, a severe case.
No.
So send your well wishes to the Queen, 361 COL talk. And we'll play them. We will play them next week.
Random, yes.
Leave your if you're horny one evening and want to recite everything that you're doing to yourself. Also, send leave us a message at 361 COL talk.
And if you would like to see the new Damon and Mary show, at DamonandMary.com, call us at 361 COL talk.
Okay, alrighty. I think we're done.
Basically, we're telling you to call us at 361 COL talk. For hey, any reason whatsoever.
What was that number again?
That's 361-COL-TALK. That's 361-265-8255.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch those last numbers.
361.
Christ.
265.
Oh, okay.
8255.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. All right. You got a pen?
What does that spell?
Did you have a pen? It's 361-COL-TALK.
Okay, I think I got it this time.
Okay.
Thank God.
Or send us voicemail. Or send us a little audio file voice.
Good night, everybody.
Comes on. All right, good night. All
right. Good night.
Good night.
Fun.
Yep. Okay, kids. I'm gonna go back to my paper. I'll see y'all in 2 weeks.
Alrighty.
Bye. Bye. No, you didn't have to call back everybody.
I didn't mean to. It was me doing. It was hitting a button and not doing it.
We gotta do our after show Tumblr conversation.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hello.
Speaking of which, an animated GIF.
Yeah,
that was kind of hot video blog. That I just watched.
What?
Really? Click link.
What?
Maybe I should stop recording.